I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Followed by a Padres opening day special, and I can't think of a better guy to host that special than our next guest, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food, the great, the friendly, the fun, John Quintero. How are you,
Coach? You could throw Wise in there, too.
Wise?
Yeah.
Are you Wise?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are we doing?
That's good. We're great.
We're good, Coach.
We're great, Coach. And
you're Lolita's. I was just telling my wife here real quick, next Friday night, I'll be at the ballpark. So I'm fired up about that. And, of course, we got opening day next Thursday. And, Chris, you and I are going to be doing the pre and post again this year. And Tony's going to be running around doing 101 things down at the ballpark. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, everybody's excited about Padre baseball, certainly, this year, Coach. And whatever happens good this year, I'll probably be happier for you than I am just about anybody else.
I appreciate that, Chris.
That's right. So Lolita's brings us to you every Friday, brings you to us, I should say, every Friday. Coach, what's on your mind on the prep scene? We're kind of getting close to the summer months.
Well, we finalized our banquet. We're going to have our Lolita Student-Athlete Awards banquet on May 28th, and we're excited about that. We're going to be honoring, I believe, 58 athletes, and there'll be a couple of scholarships given away, one for male, one for female, so fired up about that. But, you know, this week, just kind of looking around the county, probably the biggest news, and it wasn't good news. The big 6'7" left-handed pitcher, first baseman Spencer Jones, up at La Costa Canyon, injured his elbow, and actually have surgery. He fractured it last week, and Dr. Elitrosh, the big Notre doctor up in Los Angeles.
He's a good one.
He's a great one. He looked at it, and then a doctor down here in San Diego actually performed surgery on Wednesday. And, you know, I know Spencer and his family really, really well. I actually sat with them last year at the Area Code Games up there in Long Beach. And he's a marvelous young man. He's had a great career at La Costa Canyon. He's by far one of the best players in America. And, you know, pitching, to be honest with you, he's come a long ways over the last couple of years in pitching. He pitched very little as a sophomore, pitched more last year, and he had a great summer going around to the different showcases. And, you know, he was projected to be a first-round draft pick. And, you know, now you got to probably believe he's going to end up going to Vanderbilt. Only time will tell on that. That's not
Coach,
a bad option, going to Vanderbilt.
Coach, did he fracture it on the field?
Yeah, he fractured it throwing a curveball. He said that it was the nastiest curveball he threw all day, and he felt a pop in his arm, and he called his coach out, Justin Machado, and they immediately took him out of the ball game. And you know what's kind of interesting?
It's
kind of
similar to Cole Hamels when he was in high school.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, and when Cole did it, you know, he broke his arm just broke. You know, kind of like Tom Browning. Remember years ago when Tom Browning was on the mound?
That was nasty.
And just, it was just ugly. And, you know, Spencer, you know, I had heard a variety of different things that, you know, he was in tremendous pain. He couldn't straighten his arm out. But, you know, he had surgery. He's got a great attitude. They're saying, and this is by far better than having Tommy John, they're saying it's a 4 to 6 week recovery period. He's not going to pitch anymore this year. He probably won't pitch until he gets into the fall to go to college. And but he's also, and this is what kills me. Everybody talks about him being a pitcher. He's an unbelievable position player. He runs like the wind. At 6'7", he's got a great arm. He plays a great first base. I mean, he's a first round draft pick in my eyes as a position player.
Coach, what are you lining up for your Padres opening day special? Can't wait.
Well, you know, Well, I'm going to try to track down some people. I know one guy I'm going to definitely get on because he's been a close friend, and he's a guy that I've always tried to keep close to me when we're talking about the Padres, and that's Bob Chandler. I haven't called Bob yet, but I know he'll make himself available for me. You know, I learned a lot of baseball from Bob Chandler, listening to him and Jerry for all those years, and Bob still comes around a little bit. I certainly want him to be a part of our opening day special to kick off the 50th year of Padre baseball. That's going to be one of them, and I've got a couple other gentlemen I'm going to try to track down, but I got some work to do still on that.
Well, don't work too hard, Coach, because people are going to tune in just to hear you. Everyone's excited about this season, and I'm glad you're going to be part of our opening day festivities. And thanks for joining us on our Friday afternoon get-together, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Restaurant, serving best Mexican food in San Diego since 1984. That is the coach, John Quintero. Coach, thanks so much, man. Have a great weekend.
All righty, gentlemen. Have a great time out there. Tell Romy I said hello.
We'll do. I'll go tackle him right now.
Take care, Coach.
Thanks,
Coach. All
right,
Tony.
All right, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris, we're going to get to our countdown shortly, but what happened to Duke after that four-point halftime lead?
I can bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.